Good morning to everybody, and first of all I would like to thank our Hungarian colleague for the organization of these two events. Today is devoted to Linked Heritage, and tomorrow and the day after tomorrow to the CINET conference. I have prepared a presentation just to show the framework of our work done in the field of Athena, and that we are about to do in the frame of Linked Heritage. The digital agenda is in fact the framework of our activities, and some things have been already said by Simone. I would like just to point out three main issues that are also mentioned and included in the digital agenda. One is the mass digitization for increasing massive digitization to increase the content to be available through Europeana, through the national portals, and so on. The other are licenses with the publishers in order to overcome the problem of the copyright, including orphan works and out-of-print works. And the third issue is the preservation. Of course, all these matter should be addressed with the creation of an infrastructure dedicated to the digital cultural heritage, but this will be the matter of the tomorrow and the day after tomorrow conference. Some words about the preservation. We already heard many considerations from Simon Lewandowski. So the preservation, we think that is an institutional task of the states carried out mainly by national libraries or other public institutions under the direct responsibility of governments. Only two considerations about preservation, but also preservation will be the matter to discuss, that we will discuss tomorrow. One is devoted to the publishers, and so mainly concerning the born digital material, publishers can benefit for the preservation of a digital material provided by public institutions, and this is an important issue to be taken in consideration when we discuss with the publishers in order to set up agreements in the field of copyright and in general in the relationship with the publishers. The other consideration is devoted to the role of Europeana in this matter, because we heard also that in the Comité des Sages report is said that Europeana could be a role in this matter. We imagine what is the role that Europeana can play in this matter. We imagine that Europeana can play an important role in harmonizing policies of the member states, in defining in cooperation with member states the standards, so the standards and the policies. But we think that the service, the infrastructure, is a role to be carried out and to be provided by national institutions and national governments, but in any case the role of Europeana in this matter is important for harmonizing and for giving the standard. Copyright was already mentioned many times. This is an important issue. I would like just to underline the importance to guarantee a balance between the rights of the publishers and the rights of the general public, provided by, and the libraries have an important role in providing services to the general public. Arrow already was mentioned, so and also the orphan works, the commission, the internal market of the commission is working on European directive on this matter, and at national level we are contributing to the discussion about the text of this directive. Public-private partnership for mass digitization. Also, this matter was already mentioned by Simon and by Harry. You know that many states, many institutions, many libraries rely on agreements with privates, so Google, for instance, in order to increase the content, the digitized content. And this could be an important instrument. Italy already signed the agreement and we are about to start, but also many other libraries in Europe have already signed this kind of agreements. But just a consideration about this matter, because we are working exactly in this in this direction. Google provides digitization, but investments and the national investments are needed for preservation and online accessibility of the digitized resources in national portals and also in Europeana. So this means that Google supports only a part of the investments, the digitization, but the organization within the library before the digitization and the preservation and all the activities for making available this digitized content through the national portals, national systems, and Europeana is an important task, and national investments are very, very important and are needed in order to complete all the process, starting from the organization of the work in the library and ending to the availability of this digitized resource in the national portals and European and so on. So all these problems arise, all these issues arise an important long-term preservation and so on, arise an important problem, an important need. The need to have and the availability or to build an infrastructure dedicated to the digital cultural content, but this possibility, as I said, is under investigation within the CINETED Indicate project, and we will discuss today, tomorrow and the day after tomorrow about this matter. Now, this slide summarizes 10 years of networking in the field of digital cultural content, but this slide gives me the chance to introduce the matter of today, Athena and Linked Heritage. Athena finished in April, last April, and we have celebrated the end of the, and the results of the this project in Rome with an international conference. And now we have the public launch of the Linked Heritage, which can be considered a kind of a continuation of Athena, is based on the result of Athena. And so I will try to show you in briefly the main results of Athena and a brief introduction to Linked Heritage, but in the afternoon you will hear more in details the Linked Heritage work package and the work program. Let me say also some words about Minerva, because Minerva was the starting point of everything. Some keywords of Minerva are still alive. Cross-domain approach, cioè set libraries, archive, libraries and museums cooperating in the field of the digitization. Sharing good practice across Europe is very important also today and also for tomorrow. And so we have created a network of hundreds of experts coming from all the European member states, and in addition also Russia and Israel joined our activities since the beginning in Minerva project. A tight liaison with the National Digitization Program, and this is demonstrated as very important for also for the development of Europeana. Coordination among and within member states, the same concept. Monitoring progress is important, and the promotion of digitization standards, and this is very, very important also for today and for tomorrow. Athena was a network of good practices financed by eContent Plus program, 30-month projects. So as I said, we started in 2008 and we celebrated the end April 2011, coordinated by the Italian Ministry, a result of Minerva, because as I said, Minerva, everything started from Minerva and from the Minerva results. Athena involved 20 European member states and in addition Israel, Russia and Azerbaijan, and we worked in cooperation with 130 museums across Europe and other important cultural institutions. This is the list of the partners. You can see how many they were. The mission was to encourage museums and other cultural institutions to share their cultural content with Europeana, supporting also the institutions in this process. In fact, the starting point was very difficult, because we museums have different approaches at European level in cataloging, in digitization, in metadata standards and use. You know that in this field of standards, of the importance of to recognize the importance of digitization, libraries are more in advance than museums. So we worked very hard at the beginning in order to convince museums that it is very important to show themselves and to be visible on the in the network, and it was not a trivial work. Results, so the Lido XML harvest, it's an harvesting schema, is an important standard based on international standards. The software, ingestion software, developed by National Technical University of Athens, based on Lido, This tool allowed us to send automatically the data to Europeana. And this is the results of a content delivered. We can say, we are proud to say that today Athena is the biggest aggregator for Europeana. In fact, we have delivered 4 million of data, and you can see the list is very small, but you can see the list of the provider within Athena project. The first is Italy, but the fourth is Hungary, with many Hungarian museums which participated in the project. Criticism and the lesson learned, and this is important because we will base our next work within Linked Heritage, we will base on this lesson learned from Athena, from the work done in Athena. So criticism, collections not fully digitized, technical problems, institutions' internal problems. Sometimes the persons, the contact person, changes, and so the organization of the institution changes. So, and this could be a problem for the organization of the work. IPR problems not fully solved. Data quality, so we found digital objects not always of good quality. For instance, high level descriptive metadata, but low quality images, lack of standards in descriptive metadata, good descriptive metadata, but without images. And you know that in this case, these data are not accepted by Europeana. So lesson learned, promotion of standards, of course, quality check, workflow, which is very important, and training, and help desk for the institutions. Other results, many booklets. One is devoted to persistent identifier, another GIS guidelines for geographic information. The other is a step-by-step IPR guide. All these results will be very important for Linked Heritage project, and the idea is to create some tutorial, so to extract the content, to use the content of this booklet for creating some online tutorial, so in order to progress with this, with the training and with the help desk, the help for the institutions. The other was Athena Thesaurus, another important results, IPR steps by step. Other results, Athena Journal, and also in this case we will continue this issue, and we will produce other editions, new editions of other issues, other editions of this journal within Linked Heritage, because it was important tool for communicating to the institutions. Virtual exhibitions on the Athena goddess, which gave the name to the project. And some words about Linked Heritage, but in the afternoon you will hear more more about the project. Is a best practice network started on April 2011 to the main important objective to contribute large quantities of new content to Europeana in a cross-domain perspective. This means that Athena dealt only with the museums. A linked heritage will work also with libraries and archives, in addition to museums. To prepare for the enhancement of the quality of both new and existing Europeana content, so enhancement of quality of the Europeana content, to demonstrate improved search, retrieval, and use of use and reuse of Europeana content, and for the first time, we are working with the private sector, with the publishers, in cooperation with the publishers. And this is an important result also for us and for Europeana, of course. Main objective, the first is to provide 3 million of new content to Europeana. This is the most important. The second includes five key areas of development and innovation: the use of linked data, persistent identifier, metadata and standards, particularly for non-library resources, multilingual and cross-domain combination of terminologies, quindi also terminologies. We will continue the work done within Athena, and new one, engagement with the private sector. And so we are working, in fact, in mapping the metadata used by publishers with the metadata in use in libraries and museums. Conclusions. All these themes discussed in this presentation will be, of course, further investigated in the afternoon about linked heritage. But tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, we will go more in depth with the theme about preservation and the infrastructure for digital cultural heritage tomorrow. So this is a way to introduce also the conference of tomorrow, day of tomorrow. Thank you for your attention.